This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. The cryptocurrency world had an upset earlier today.
I didn't do it.
We'll tell you, I didn't either, but I was involved in it. I guess I'll explain that. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. So we can talk about those issues and more, but right now we're still in the middle of an email, actually getting toward the end of it, from a listener who is upset. He is mad that Free Talk Live's hosts, well, two of the several Free Talk Live hosts, are not falling in line and just getting in lockstep behind Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party's nominee for the presidential race here in 2016. Specifically, you and I, Daryl W. Perry.
Yeah, and I've never really been one to follow the whole sit down, shut up, do as you're told sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, most libertarians would bristle at being told to do something, and he's not telling us. He's just asking us to, although he is saying constantly in the email, turn this around. So I guess that's kind of telling. Turn this around, that's not really a request, is it?
No, not really a request. And some of the things that I heard at the national convention of, well, just, you know, accept Weld. You guys need to do what Gary wants. Unite the party, accept Weld, get behind this ticket.
Kick you out, they said.
Yeah, there have been numerous people, and I've actually got something that I want to get into after we finish this article, to where it's yet another in the long line of people saying, expel the radicals from the party.
All right, so we'll get into that here. Jeff, our emailer, has a few more things to say. He's upset. He feels like we should be focusing on the more libertarian-sounding things that Gary Johnson says, rather than the stuff that he says that is not libertarian-sounding, which there's quite a bit of that, and further claims that he had the same position on polygamy as Ron Paul did, and so since we didn't call Ron Paul out at the same time as calling Gary Johnson out because he wasn't taking a libertarian position on polygamy, that there's a double standard. And no, as we pointed out here, we've called out Ron Paul for his issues, and I didn't know what Ron Paul's position on polygamy was, nor would it have been relevant to that conversation anyway.
Right, and it is not, or rather should not be, news-breaking. Libertarian presidential candidate advocates liberty. That's not news-breaking. What is newsworthy and, you know, gets people talking is libertarian presidential candidate advocates for tyranny.
Is that newsworthy? I don't know about that. I mean, most people don't even pay attention to the libertarian candidates. You mean from our perspective?
That's what I mean. Yeah, from our perspective.
I'm just trying to think of your typical news director.
It's going to
really care.
Raise, right, but it's going to raise our... Wait a second.
Yeah.
Libertarian presidential candidate advocating not liberty?
Yeah, I don't want...
That's worthy of being discussed.
I agree, because I want people to know what these people are saying so they can make an informed decision as to whether or not to support these people. And folks like Jeff, they're just of the viewpoint of, well, he's got libertarian next to his name. We ought to get behind him 100%. And I'm sorry, no. If people have a limited amount of money to spend, and most people have a very limited amount of money to spend,
yes,
then they should spend it on the projects they think are the most effective ways of spreading liberty. If you believe getting behind an unprincipled candidate like Gary Johnson or William Weld with your money is the best way to spend your money towards advancing freedom, by all means, it's your money. But if you would be turned off by knowing that these people are advocating for Islamophobia, that these people are advocating for not ending the war on drugs, one of the most basic of libertarian parts of the platform. I mean, if these guys are botching the job up, don't you deserve to know it? I think you do.
Yes.
So let me go on here. He says, all this makes me wonder, is someone paying you to trash Johnson? Trump? Clinton? Here we have a perfectly good libertarian candidate in a climate where he can thrive, and you trash him at every opportunity.
All right, so I just want to say something. Full disclosure, the only person on this show that got paid to say the name Donald Trump is the Gary Johnson supporter. Mark Edge
Mark
was paid to say Trump dollar.
Yeah, that's right. He was.
He's a Johnson supporter. He asked me if I would do the live reads, and I said
no.
No.
I also said no.
Along with some words that can't be said on the radio.
Now, I do decide, I have the ability to veto things that he brings to the table. So if he comes to the table with an advertiser and I'm not comfortable with it, I'll go ahead and veto it.
Right.
And when it comes to stuff that's being read on the air, I'm more cautious with what we
right.
support than, you know, if somebody just wants to buy a radio ad during the commercial break.
You can blend that
really
in and
care.
It sounds like something that's running on the local affiliate.
Yeah, to me that doesn't matter that much because it doesn't have our voices behind it. But
right.
if our voices are behind something, even if it's not an endorsement, it sure does sound like one to
right.
a lot of people. So I wanted to make sure. And so this was a question for me. Well, you know, should we accept what is essentially Trump money? I mean, it's not Trump that's behind the Trump dollar. It's Bernard von Notthaus from the Liberty dollar introducing this precious metal piece or whatever
right.
you want to call it. And so, you know, my viewpoint there is Mark's hungry. He's got to feed his family. This isn't what it's not false advertising. It's a product that is what it says it is. We know Bernard von
right.
Notthaus. He's not going to rip anybody off. It's if you order an ounce of copper and it's got Trump's face on it, you're going to have an ounce of copper with Trump's face on it. I mean,
right.
that's what you're going to get. So from that perspective, I didn't have a problem with that. If Mark was willing to read it, I wasn't willing to. You weren't willing to.
Right.
So that's why I went ahead with that. And there was, like, a lot of controversy about it. The Freedom Fiends were talking about us
right.
Advertising.
I just wanted to point out that the guy that got paid to talk about Donald Trump is a Gary
right.
Johnson supporter.
Yeah, you're referring to his statement here. Is Trump paying you? Clinton? He says, you trash him at every opportunity. Are you being paid off? I doubt it. You're just incredibly angry and spiteful. Turn this around. So, no, not angry, not spiteful. Would I like to see the Libertarian Party find their principles and elect, you know, nominate
yes.
a principal candidate? Yeah, I'd like to see that. Did I think they were going to? No, not at all. So I'm not angry at all. And, you know, if I'd gotten my hopes up, I could see that maybe I'd be pretty frustrated by it or really disappointed by that. But I know enough about the Libertarian Party to not get my hopes up. That's why I withdrew and resigned not quite a decade ago, back in 2008. They've been on a downward spiral ever since. Well, I mean, basically they've been going down ever since I got involved in the party.
Right.
So it's been a constant struggle for decades within the Libertarian Party between the principled advocates of liberty and the people who don't mind watering the message down in order to score what they believe will be a few extra votes.
And one thing that I think is very interesting is to contrast Gary Johnson to Harry Brown.
Oh, I bet it would be interesting.
Harry Brown qualified for the federal matching funds, the primary matching funds.
And turned it down.
Gary Johnson is doing everything he can to try to qualify for an even bigger welfare check.
I didn't realize Gary. I mean, I guess I vaguely recall. How did Brown qualify for it? Didn't you need to get like 5% or something?
No. So there's two different types of welfare. There's
okay.
the one that Johnson's trying to get that the party would qualify for in 2020, and that's if you get over 5% of the vote in the general election. There's the primary matching funds, where you have to raise a certain amount of money through a certain type of contribution in a certain number of states.
And he did that.
And he did. And Johnson also, 4 years ago, qualified for that primary matching funds, took it, and then wound up modifying his reportings to show he was even more in debt than he told people he was. And the FEC a couple of months ago said, oh, based on this, we gave you $330,000 too much. Pay it back. And he's saying, no, I'm going to appeal this thing again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a mess. Final paragraph from Jeff. He says, I implore you to start to share a balanced message about Johnson. Invite him on your show. Invite Weld on your show. Daryl lost. Johnson won. Accept that fact and have the courage to move forward. Please don't continue to tear down their message of liberty and revel in their defeat. Please turn this around. From Jeff. So, again, Jeff, we got two hosts on the show, Rich Paul and Mark Edge, who are in support of Johnson. So there's your balance. Sorry if you don't feel they're doing a good enough job, but, you know, it's hard to defend an unprincipled hack. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And no, I have no interest whatsoever in having Weld on the show. I might be able to be persuaded to have Johnson back on the show because he has been on in the past. But I got no interest in talking to this Weld character. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Good luck getting past his handlers anyway.
And if you think I'm going to suck up to him if we have him on, you've got another thing coming.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At AdamandEve.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free. Should we fall in line and do what good little boys do and get behind the libertarian presidential candidate, despite his problems, Or should we continue to be honest about our feelings and how we feel about this guy who is not in any way, shape, or form a libertarian, it seems? I mean, he may sound libertarian on some issues, but then if you listen a little bit closer, sometimes you'll find out some ugly things you might not have wanted to hear.
Or should I, because not you, Ian, because you withdrew your LP membership back in 2008,
That's
although
correct.
You still have state affiliate membership, so this might apply to you as well.
Okay.
Should we be expelled from the party because we're radicals?
I would love to hear what you think.
There are some people that are advocating that.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, one thing's for sure, whether you're expelled from the Libertarian Party for being too radical or not, if you love the ideas of liberty, you really ought to be planning a move to New Hampshire. Now, you can join the Shire Society, you can join the Free State Project, or you can just move up here and find the crew of people who love the ideas of freedom that is growing and growing. There are thousands of us here already. Thousands more are scheduled to come here, and you should join it if you want to actually have a chance at seeing libertarians win political office and have some success, because that's happening here already, and we've only just begun. Go to ShireSociety.com to learn more about the Shire Society. Declare your own personal independence today on the Shire Society Declaration and start planning your move to New Hampshire to get to be around other voluntarists, other anarchists, other pure principled libertarians, and some of those minarchists, too. They're here. So ShireSociety.com, but minarchists can't sign the Shire Society Declaration. So if you're a minarchist, you'll have to join the Free State Project.
Purist.
Yeah. But it's still a great idea to get small government and no government people together in the same place, and that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. Now, Daryl, you wanted to share, because we're done with the email from Jeff, who was incensed and yet blamed me for being the angry one. He was incensed that we were not fully, full-on, unquestionably supporting Gary Johnson for president, and that instead there has been critique of Gary Johnson's positions here on the air. And again, the reason why there's critique is because people who are listening to this show, I want them to understand what the ideas of liberty are. You've
right.
got Gary Johnson, who is not explaining what liberty is. He's just taking some libertarian-ish positions on some issues, not even all of the issues.
Right.
And so it's important for me as an educational sort of aspect of this show to have a principled message for people to hear. Now, if you want to reject the principles of liberty, that should be your choice. I would hope that you wouldn't once you hear them and you understand how simple they are and how moral they are and how effective and how good that they are. But someone like Johnson isn't communicating those things. So if I want those to be communicated, I need to be the one, or you, Daryl, or whoever else is the principled libertarian here, needs to be the one to say, well, this is what a libertarian would actually say.
Right.
Here's what a real libertarian position on these issues are.
Now, one more thing before I get into this thing that I have. What I'm hearing, the whole, you know, you should just go ahead and support Johnson because he's the nominee, it sounds very similar to after every presidential election, to where the winning side says, you need to just go ahead and get behind Obama because he beat Romney.
Right.
You need to get behind George Bush because he beat Al Gore.
You're going to hear this now.
It's the same thing.
You're hearing with Sanders right now. You
go along to get along and shut up. Keep your opinions to yourself.
You Sanders supporters, you wanted a political revolution, and now you got Hillary Clinton. So that's your best you got. You better get behind her. In fact, isn't old Bernie Sanders now agreeing to work with Hillary Clinton? I've got a headline that says they're agreeing to work together. So it's so much for him being anti-establishment, huh?
He's working with her to try to get some stuff in the platform, is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Because, you know,
has he withdrawn yet?
He's not withdrawn yet.
All right. Well, he's not working totally with her.
But, you know, like he said that his focus now, his primary focus is defeat Trump. Secondary focus is there's things he wants in the platform.
Well, if his primary focus is defeat Trump, he'll likely get behind Clinton.
And the way the Democrats work, my understanding is that the presidential candidate winds up having a lot of sway over what gets put in the platform, whereas with the libertarians, it's the delegates that vote on that stuff, and that happens 2 days before they vote on the presidential nominee.
Gotcha.
So now to this thing that
I
have.
A related story.
And it's Number two in a list, and I don't have the full list. I can't find the full list, but
we believe the full list was posted somewhere on social media because we tried searching.
In a private sort of way.
Right.
Or
we tried searching
through
the
an email
internet.
Thread somehow. But I have a screenshot, and a friend of mine shared it. She said, this is in reference to why said person, she's not giving his name because she doesn't want to shame the person, but you know she wants to point out this flawed logic. She says, this is in reference to why said person does not identify as a libertarian because of certain problems. This is number two in their list of problems. Libertarians need to disassociate themselves from anarchists.
Mm.
This is a big one. If they only make up 5% of the party anyway, not much has been lost, but the libertarian ideas will never be mainstream if they are associated with anarchy. Anarchy is far different than saying, I want government, I just want it to leave me the heck alone. Anarchists are still free to vote libertarian if they want to, but they aren't libertarian, and libertarians should be clear about this to everyone. My response. Scientists estimate the volume of blood in the human body to be approximately 7% of body weight. It's just 7%. You can live without 7% of your body weight. Or something.
Well, the Libertarian Party would be able to live if they excised all of the anarchists from it. I mean, I get your point where what you were trying to say is that you're the life's blood of the Libertarian Party. But ultimately, the Libertarian Party is a shell of its former self. It only has, it's made up of, how, I don't think it's true that it's only 5%. I mean, there's far more than 5% of
right.
the radicals in the Libertarian Party. But whatever the percentage is, it ain't a majority at this point. At the very least, the people who will attend the convention, it's not a majority.
Right.
And so if they were to excise the however many anarchists there are from the Libertarian Party and how they would go about doing that, I don't know. Would they have to kick out everyone who signed the party's statement of intent because or the party's statement of principles or whatever you call it? When you sign up, you sign a
right,
statement that says...
The Libertarian Pledge.
The Pledge, yeah. You sign a statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political
or fraud.
Social goals.
Force or fraud.
I think we've had a debate about this before, and it actually doesn't, in point of fact, say or fraud. So pull that one up for me if you don't mind. But ultimately, if you were to kick all the principled anarchists or principled, you know, voluntarists out of the party, they would still have, you know, people supporting the party. The people like this would be all kinds of happy to join the Libertarian Party at that point because then it would be free of those radicals who are advocating the true ideas of liberty. It's a political party. It'd continue on.
I don't think so. And the reason I say that is because the Libertarian Party, and you're right, the pledge does not say or fraud.
Thank you.
But the Libertarian Party would wind up becoming like the Reform Party to where there is no founding principle that
Correct.
Holds the party together. What happened with the Reform Party in 1996, Ross Perot got 8% of the vote. Wound up qualifying the party for that federal welfare check of like $12 million 4 years later. A bunch of people came in, started fighting over who would get the money.
Right.
The party splintered.
Okay.
And now the party is on the ballot, I think, officially in 3 states. And that's only because those are states where once you sign up as a party, you're on until you say, we're no longer a party.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. You're going to fall in line? It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here to join us on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Shouldn't Daryl and I just fall in line and shut up? Stop criticizing Gary Johnson. Start only talking about the good things that he says, because liberty, damn it, we need to do what we can to promote the word libertarian, even if the candidate who's promoting the word isn't libertarian. I mean, that's essentially what the emailer earlier was arguing for. And then, Daryl, you just read a statement from someone's list of reasons why they won't join the libertarians or call themselves a libertarian.
Right, reasons that this person will not call themselves a libertarian.
And we only get reason number two. We did try to Google a portion of it to see if we could find the full list of reasons. We couldn't find it, so it was probably posted privately to someone's social media profile. But ultimately, reason number two was, you guys got to get rid of those anarchists.
It's only 5%.
And they're ruining everything for you. Now, it's interesting because, you know, it's essentially the same argument in reverse, right? So I'm saying I don't like the Libertarian Party because they've been taken over by unprincipled Republicans who've been invading for years, and, you know, they've taken over politically the machinery of the Libertarian Party. This is the same argument from the other perspective. Oh, well, I don't want to join the Libertarian Party because there's too many anarchists in there, is what this person is saying.
And I have no problem, despite what some people want to believe, I have no problem with minarchists joining the Libertarian Party.
And signing
what I have a problem with is minarchists joining the Libertarian Party, immediately being put in a position of power and trying to redefine what libertarian means to suit their whims.
So do you think that the Libertarian Party should no longer have the statement of the principled statement that people sign? The principle.
Most definitely still need that.
So how should someone who's a minarchist join a party that they can't sign the statement for? I do not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals is by default a non-minarchist statement. That is a pure libertarian statement. That is the non-aggression principle, in effect, right there. So you can't honestly sign that statement and believe in the state still, can you? I mean, obviously, plenty of people do it.
You can't honestly do it,
okay.
But people do it.
They sure do.
And if people are on a path towards learning about liberty, yeah. I welcome them.
Sure.
But I'm not then going to say, oh, you're new here. Let's make you the vice presidential nominee, and you tell people whatever you think liberty means.
What about two tiers where there's the person who's willing to sign that statement and somebody else who's, like, checking a box saying, I'm not so sure about that yet? I like what you guys say, but I'm not so sure about that principled statement. So consider me a supporter, but not a member.
Okay, then you're not a member. You don't get to be a delegate. You don't get to vote.
Right. I don't want people who are if it were my party, and it's not, I left it. But I would not want unprincipled people to be members of the party. Because to me, having a pure libertarian message is very important. And obviously, allowing these unprincipled people to join the party has led to these candidates that you're talking about.
Well, it's not just allowing them.
Yeah.
It's allowing them in and then somebody promoting them of, oh, hey, we think you should be our next presidential candidate, Mr. Barr. We think you should run for chair, Mr. Root. And Wayne Root runs around saying, if elected chair, I'm going to redefine what libertarian means. Mm. Those people most definitely should not be in positions of authority within the party. You want to come into the party and learn what libertarian means? Come on in the party, but I'm not going to hand you the keys to the damn party.
Unfortunately, they are. So,
well, luckily, Bob Barr and Wayne Root went back to the Republicans.
After ruining the party in 2008 when both of them were nominated as their presidential and vice presidential campaign picks. So, yeah, I understand. I get why, you know, people want to see the party the way they want to see it. And so somebody who's a minarchist wants to see the anarchists excised from the party. The principled libertarians, the anarchists, the voluntarists in the party want to see the unprincipled people kept out of the party. And ultimately, you know, it's impossible because anybody can sign that statement. Anybody can join the party. And this is what happens in political parties. There's political infighting, even within the political parties. And it's super annoying. And
yes,
it happens in all of them. And it's going to continue happening in the Libertarian Party. So, again, I got better things to do with my time than try to win back the Libertarian Party from these Republican hacks. Because you can be going at this for the rest of your life at this point. They are in control now, and it would take us a Herculean effort. And, you know, good luck to those of you. I know there's this Libertarian Radical Caucus that you're involved with, Daryl.
Yes.
Has been trying to move the party in a direction towards more liberty again. And it's just unfortunate that they have to bother with that. Ultimately, all of this seems like a lot of wrangling over a relatively uninfluential organization at this point, one that has been poisoned fairly effectively from the outside by these various different groups. If you're a libertarian out there and you're frustrated with the choice of Gary Johnson, it's not hopeless. You can join an effective libertarian movement. It's called New Hampshire. There's a lot of people who have moved here already. Free State Project, Shire Society, individuals is coming here to join this largest movement of libertarians concentrated in one geographic area. Yes, there are disagreements within this group as well, but there are multiple groups in New Hampshire. It's not just one libertarian party that everybody's fighting over. In fact, the Libertarian Party here is probably one of the lesser of the various different liberty groups. That's an unfortunate thing, but that's their
problem. Very unfortunate. I hope that changes.
But at the very least, it's so small that it wouldn't be hard for a group of hardcore principled people to come in, take it over, and do something with
That's the plan.
So there is that. So maybe the Libertarian Party could really be a force to be reckoned with here in New Hampshire if enough people put some time in. The Libertarians are infiltrating the Democrats and the Republicans and have arguably done an okay job of doing that. They've actually gotten elected here. And yes, there are disagreements between some of the Libertarians in the states. Some people don't like one person. Other people don't like another person. They don't like one kind of activism or whatever. But there are enough people here to disagree on things. There's a large enough community of people here that they don't all get along. And one of the biggest objections that I see here is like, well, I'm not going to Parkfest. They don't like Ian Freeman. Or, you know, they kicked Ian out because he's too libertarian for them or whatever it is. And look, that's not an excuse to not come to New Hampshire. Just because you don't like the Free State Project, fine, don't go to their event. But that's not a reason to not come to the largest migration of libertarians. I know libertarians out there, you don't know what it's like to be around more than 5 to 10 libertarians. I know what that's like. I used to be in a place, Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up, population of 500,000 in the county. Not a small place by any means. I'm here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire now with a population of 75,000, so it's far fewer people living here.
Yes.
But where I grew up, we had maybe 10 to 15 libertarians in the Libertarian Party. Not every one of them would come to every meeting, so it was more like 5 to 10 at any given time. If it was like election night on a general election year, you know, the 15 might actually bring a friend, so we might have 20 or 30 or something Woo-hoo. Like that. But that would be about the maximum we'd ever see. So we have, by comparison, on my block in Keene, New Hampshire, we have more libertarians living here than we had active in the Libertarian Party in a city of 500,000 or a county of 500,000. We've got more people on the same in the same two houses across the street from one another. That's incredible.
Yeah.
By comparison, most libertarians don't understand this. And so when they see whatever drama happens to be of the moment within the libertarian movement here in New Hampshire, they see it on Facebook. It seems like this really big deal. I'm telling you, it's not a really big deal. And
most of the drama takes place on Facebook.
Correct.
Because people are bored with their life. Yeah. And, well, let me just go on Facebook and complain. And I'm going to use all caps so people know I'm serious.
And they're too cowardly to actually say anything to your face in real life. So it really doesn't even affect anything else outside of Facebook. But people in the libertarian movement don't understand this because they're used to 5 people, 10 people, 15 people maximum. And it's relatively easy to get along with 5, 10, or 15 people. But when you get to 20 or 30 or 50 people, you'll start to have conflicts within the groups. Look at Cop Block, for instance. Cop Block, those guys don't even live together, and there have been huge fights within the Cop Block community over different tactics and ideas and how to run the website and things like that. They don't even live in the same neighborhood or the same state with one another, so drama happens. It's just people. Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-750-7109 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-750-7109. That's 800-750-7109. Again, 800-750-7109.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Nope, we're not going to fall in line and get behind the Gary Johnson campaign. At least Daryl and I are not. Mark Edge and Rich Paul, two of our other co-hosts, certainly seem to be fully behind the campaign. So you're going to hear a mix of opinions on Free Talk Live about that. And if you ever feel like we're not being fair, if you ever feel like we're not giving your guy a, you know, straight shake or whatever, well, then get on the phones and, you know, join us here and tell us where we're wrong. Tell us what we should be saying. What should be heard here on Free Talk Live? Because the guy who emailed the show, and we read through the whole email earlier, Jeff, it's like he's frustrated that we're not doing what he wants us to do.
Right.
And I understand that. I understand you want to hear what you want to hear on your favorite libertarian talk show. The largest libertarian talk show out there is Free Talk Live. And if we're not, you know, in lockstep with your viewpoint, I guess that could be frustrating. But then again, it is open phones every single night here on Free Talk Live. And a surprisingly small amount of people avail themselves of that option. So far in this show tonight, Sarah in Albuquerque has been, I believe, the only person who has called to share her opinion. And I don't believe Sarah is even listening to the show when she calls in.
Yeah, I don't think she does.
I think she just has some sort of agenda for traffic control and welfare that she really likes to push, and she knows she can get through because it is an open phone show. So we do have a certain crew of, let's say, I'll call them chronic callers, that call nearly every single night because they're taking advantage of the format of the show, but a surprising amount of people who, let's say, disagree. I mean, this dude emailed, and I appreciate him taking the time to email. It's very rare that we'll actually read emails here on Free Talk Live. This one Well, it's rare that I'll receive them, but this one I thought was worth sharing because it was so contrary. It was so controversial. It was,
right,
you know, contrary to some of the things that we're saying. So I thought it was worth worth sharing. But it's better to have a phone call. It's better to have somebody who disagrees.
Can then interact.
Yeah, we can ask questions. What did you mean when you said this? Or like when we brought up some counter things to what he had claimed Gary Johnson had said that sounded libertarian, you made some specific claims of things he said that sounded counter to what the emailer was claiming. So it would have been more interesting to have that discussion with the other guy on the other side. But I understand some people are working, you know, when we're live, or they can't listen when we're live. They have to listen later on podcast and or are afraid to call in. So in those cases, you certainly can email the show. But it's not like we're not sitting here giving out a phone number every 10 minutes on the air and inviting people to participate. Whether they do or not isn't necessarily an indicator of people's interest. It could simply be an indicator that people are interested in what we're saying about something and don't really feel like they have anything to add. Or they feel like Gary Johnson's such an unprincipled candidate that they really can't go to bat for him because it's hard to defend some of the things that have come out of his mouth. But nonetheless, if you want to do that, the phone lines are here and they're open for you at 855-450-FREE or call in on Skype and you'll sound almost as good as if you're sitting here in the studio with us. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Since we're talking about the political system, Daryl, did you want to add anything in here? I've got a little bit about Bernie Sanders.
Nope.
Coming up, though, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about a soda tax. Now, there's been a lot of talk about taxing soda in various different places.
Yes.
But apparently, this is the first time that it actually appears to be happening.
Yes.
In a big, big city. We'll get into that, which city is here in moments. But the story from NBCNews.com came out just a couple days ago. The Democratic Party's establishment's long, awkward, and occasionally frightening nightmare is over, or at least just about. Hillary Clinton was declared the winner of the final primary in the Democratic Party's presidential nominating process Tuesday night, which was the D.C. primary where she pretty much owned Sanders.
I think it was like 74%.
Something like that.
Which is not really surprising considering that nearly every media outlet that existed had made the announcement the week prior.
That she had
Hillary's
won.
The presumptive nominee. She's got enough delegates. And so then, you know, like, why would anybody but the most hardcore, ardent Bernie supporter go vote for Bernie?
Just as she sat down for a highly anticipated summit with rival Bernie Sanders. The carefully choreographed meeting ran for nearly 2 hours at the neutral territory of the Capitol Hilton in Washington, D.C. Afterwards, both candidates released nearly identical statements, calling the meeting positive and saying they had agreed to work together to defeat Donald Trump. Quote, the two discussed a variety of progressive issues where they share common goals like raising wages for working families, eliminating undisclosed money in politics, and reducing the cost of college for students and their families, a Clinton official said, echoing the same policy items listed in Sanders' statement. However, while Clinton's statement discussed, quote, unifying the party, unquote, Sanders' statement made no mention of the unifying word. Sanders' wife and campaign manager attended, along with Clinton's campaign chairman and campaign manager, as the sun set over the capital city, which had the unpleasant distinction of voting after every other state and territory in the country. It was easy to forget how close the 2016 presidential contest came to going sideways for Democratic Party elders. They had so carefully cleared the way for Clinton to be their next leader, but if a few votes had gone differently in Iowa's exceptionally tight caucus, or if Bernie Sanders had run a more effective campaign in Nevada, the insurgent could have given Clinton a real run for her money. Well, now, wait a minute. It was really the superdelegates is what gave her the win, right?
Yes. I mean,
so it was more of like, not that Bernie Sanders did a bad job campaigning. He did arguably a better job campaigning than Clinton.
Yes.
Filling, sort of a la Ron Paul, filling up stadiums full of people who are excited about him. I don't think Hillary Clinton could do the same thing. I certainly saw some memes that suggested she didn't, but those aren't necessarily honest. So I didn't take them as, you know, God's word in that particular case. But, yeah, Sanders did run an effective campaign. He got a lot of grassroots support. He got a bunch of people excited about his campaign, and he did give her a run for her money if the the race had been fair. But unfortunately, the Democratic Party has this superdelegate gimmick, which basically allows party adherents who've been in the party for a long time and have gained levels
not necessarily a long time.
Long enough to have become a superdelegate, right? These are people who generally are, like, you know, party people.
They're people like elected state senators, members of Congress. So, like, you know, generally you don't get elected to that position having just joined the party,
time.
But it's
yeah.
not a, you've been in the party for X length of time, so therefore you're superdelegate.
No, I wasn't saying it hinged on a length of time, but you have to be usually somebody within the Democratic Party, not some run-of-the-mill Democrat, not the average Democrat voter.
You've got to be somebody that holds certain elected positions. And I've got the delegate counts here, and
okay, yeah.
I just want to go over these very quickly.
Please.
The pledged delegates, there are 4,051 of them. Hillary has 2,219 pledged delegates. Bernie has 1,832 pledged delegates.
Yep.
So he is about 400 behind. Not quite 400. You need a total of 2,382 delegates,
which she does not
to
have.
Get the nomination. She does not have those from the pledged
right.
delegates. Throw in the 712 superdelegates. 587 of them have pledged to Hillary. Only 48 superdelegates have pledged to Bernie. So
there's like 100 or two that are unpledged.
And right, and then there's a little over 100 that are not pledged.
But she still doesn't have it, unless the
no,
superdelegates change
superdelegates
their votes.
Count. So 2219
right.
plus 587
that's what I'm saying.
Puts her to 2,806.
She does have it unless the superdelegates change their votes at the convention.
Correct, and they can change their votes up until that first ballot gets cast.
Whether that's likely or not.
I don't think it is.
It seems unlikely. These are people who are party adherents. They're going to stick with their girl in this case. And I don't think that it's very likely that Sanders is going to win. But as you said, he hasn't withdrawn.
Correct.
Which is interesting.
And he's still trying to court some of those superdelegates.
Well, and I hope so. It does say here he has refused to concede the race. He hoped to extract concessions from Clinton on the Democratic platform and other issues during Tuesday's confab, their first face-to-face meeting in months. Earlier in the day, despite being hours away from losing his ninth contest out of the last 12, Sanders issued a series of demands ahead of the meeting. He called for a replacement to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic National Committee chairwoman whom his campaign has often feuded, or with whom they've feuded, an end to superdelegates, more open primaries, and the most progressive platform in the party's history.
And Debbie Wasserman Schultz made a quote a couple of months ago on one of these talking head shows, where she was asked the question about the superdelegates, and her response was, well, the superdelegates exist to make sure that the establishment doesn't have to compete with the grassroots.
So she just came right out and said it. This
yes.
is the establishment. The superdelegates are the establishment.
It's only 15%, but it's to make sure that the establishment doesn't compete with the grassroots.
All right, more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. If you're a soda drinker in one big city, look out. And other big cities ought to look out, because odds are good if this soda tax flies, you'll see it elsewhere.
Oh, it'll spread.
We'll tell you about it coming up in hour three on Free Talk Live.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.